Welcome to Digital Marketing for Financial Planners, the podcast where you learn which digital marketing strategies are working best for advisors. We interview financial planners who share what is working or not for their practice. Here is your host, Jake Wagner.
Hello and welcome. This is episode 3 of Digital Marketing for Financial Planners. Today we have Raquel Hinman of Hinman Financial Planning joining us. And she's here to talk to us a little bit about what it means to be a one-woman shop and getting a little bit of assistance. Raquel, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first question that I have for you is, well, what kind of firm do you run?
Mm-hmm. So I have a fee-only financial planning and investment management firm. And I opened in January 2015, and I guess I'm also part of the XY Planning Network, so that's been really great.
Awesome. Where are you, and what sort of clients are you trying to attract?
Sure. So my office is actually located in Erie, Colorado, which is right outside of Boulder, Colorado. And in terms of the clients, I tend to be attracting two different types of clients. I'm specifically targeting Gen X people, so people ages, 35 to 50. And then I also seem to have attracted a number of, in particular, women, elderly women. So I would say women and couples ages 65 plus. So it's two totally different groups, but a lot of fun to work with both of them.
Huh, that sounds great. Definitely different archetypes, different avatars right there for sure.
Very much so.
First of all, tell me a little bit about how you do some of the digital marketing for your firm. How does that fit? How do you attract both of these different types of people?
Yeah, so, I would say for the most part, I have actually outsourced a good portion of my digital marketing. I met a woman little over a year ago. I actually met her through a Chamber of Commerce event, and she has a firm that specializes in social media marketing, websites, all that kind of stuff. And I retained her to help me because I just technologically, I think I don't understand everything, and I'm not great at using all the tools, and it's not a strength of mine. And I just decided that I needed help with it. So I hired a woman, and she basically runs all of my social media for me.
Cool. Well, Everyone who's listening, that's why I had Raquel join the show today, is that I wanted her to come and talk to us a little bit about what it means to have an assistant and just exactly how hard some of that is that, that we're especially a number of the solopreneur financial planners that are out there. The most important thing that you can be doing is spending time in front of your clients, working with your clients, and having someone else who can go out there and represent the face of your business is a darn big deal. And so what made you think that this was the woman to do that, Raquel, and was the right person for you?
Right. Well, part of it was I went to a seminar that she had had, and she was talking about Facebook and marketing through Facebook. And I'm a 47-year-old mom. I'm on Facebook all the time personally. It's one of the social media sites that I guess I really get and I understand, and I have gotten clients through it. And when she was talking about how to do some of the stuff, she taught me some things that I didn't know. So I thought that was a great sign that she really knew what she was doing. And I was just very, very impressed with her. And she definitely knows the local market, which I felt was actually important because I'm in even though I'm in the Denver Boulder area, I'm in a smaller town within that. And so she had some expertise there. And, a big part of it for me was that I was getting busier with client stuff, and I kept finding that I would get blocked. I wanted to do a blog. I wanted to post newsletters online. I understood that there's all this stuff out there about SEO, but I didn't really understand it very well. And, it came down to I could either spend hours and hours and hours learning about that stuff and trying to figure it out, or I could hire somebody to do it. So I still oftentimes will give her content, and some of it is, the vast majority of it is content that's coming from somewhere else. Like I have a newsletter service and I'll put my newsletter out there and then she'll take pieces of it and put it on LinkedIn, put it on my Facebook page. When I have time to write a blog, then I'll write the blog. But she takes care of actually posting it everywhere and getting it everywhere, which was the part that I didn't really know how to do, and I didn't know how to do it well, and I just didn't want to take the time to learn how. So it was that idea of delegating your weaknesses and playing to your strengths.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I started this show is that I want everyone who's listening to this show to be spending as much time with their clients as possible and having this technology stuff be easier.
Yep.
So in that line of everything, I guess you told us a little bit more, or could you tell us a little bit more about how you started to do this? Well, how did you get off the blocks with her?
Well, I had a couple meetings with her and I said, this is really the group that I want to target. And, you know, for me too, I think there's a big difference between really marketing and brand management. And, you know, I was very clear with her that I don't expect her to find me clients or find me leads. What I really wanted was for her to keep my brand out there so that people would be aware of me and aware of my firm. And so, you know, if somebody's talking to someone and says, oh, I need a financial planner, that the other person would know to say, hey, do you know Raquel? And have you talked to her? And so that's what I've hired her to do. And, you know, it was just getting to know her. Originally we sat down and we talked a lot about my strategy. What do I want to accomplish? How would she work? We came up with some agreements about how frequently she would post for me. I gave her information about some of the compliance rules and how everything works in that so that she knows a lot of the ground rules. And I still check, you know, what is she posting? Everything is archived. But, you know, after that original meeting, then she basically does it for me. And, you know, once a month, I do put my newsletter together and I have another service that I put together for clients. But I basically put them together and then I send them to her and she puts all the tags on there and gets it all out. And I still don't know how she does it, but she does a great job.
So what were some of the challenges, both as you got started and also what are some of the challenges that you run into today?
Yeah, for me, I guess the biggest challenge, it's really on me and it's my fault, is getting her good content. You know, ideally, I would actually be writing a blog once a week. And, you know, unfortunately, I just haven't found the time to do that. But, you know, everything that she's doing for me is wonderful. And what I really like is even if I don't give her any content, she'll take something from my website and she'll post it everywhere. So she's just constantly recycling and keeping everything current, which is something that I wouldn't know to do. But she knows, you know, which day is best to post this on this site. And she really knows all the demographics on who to market and when to do all that. And she just takes care of it for me.
So you kind of have your own personal digital marketer coming in and supporting
yeah.
you and establishing your brand presence.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's what every planner needs.
Yeah. So, I mean, my biggest challenge is really that I need, you know, what I could be doing better would be giving her better content to put out there for me. And that's, you know, that's on me and that's my fault that it's not better than it is, but she's wonderful.
Is it hard for you to identify or like discover the content that you want to make? Do you have an editorial calendar that you guys work with each other?
You know, I do subscribe to, like I said, a newsletter service. So they give me some information. And then, you know, sometimes I know the FPA sends articles for people to say, okay, these are the FPA articles of the month. I use those. The Colorado 529, Colorado Direct sends newsletter content that I'll put up sometimes, you know, every so often I'll put a Carl Richards blog up there. It's just, you know, I see stuff in different places and I'll say, okay, I like this one and she'll put it up there for me. And then again, once in a while I create original content too, but not nearly as much as other people do or as I might wish I could do. I'm just not that creative and original.
It's really hard. There's a lot of ways to try and get the process started, whether it's going and, you know, yeah, snipping a bunch of articles from people or, you know, responding to thought leaders that, you know, and just being opinionated yourself. You know, there's some classic templates to work off of, but it's also one of the hardest things in social media is just understanding what to say and how to say it, and saying it in such a way that, you know, the person who you want to hear it will actually receive what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that in mind, you know, has this been worth it? Have you, you know, really felt benefits in your business for having this woman on board?
Yeah, I think it's been great. You know, if for no other reason, it's that accountability piece. And so, you know, for us as financial planners, one of the things we tell our clients is that we help them with accountability. We help make sure they make progress. And before I hired her, I always had the best of intentions, but I wouldn't get things done. And now I know I have to have a newsletter to her by the first of every month. And I have to have this thing to her. And if I don't get it, then I'm letting both of us down. So it's great to give myself that accountability, and it's worth every penny just for that. But I have noticed that people do know about me. My name does come up when people go on Facebook and say, does anybody know a financial planner? I have people all the time and say, oh, I saw your article on LinkedIn. And to be perfectly honest, I never even log into LinkedIn. So it's always like, oh, she must have done something. So it's been great just to know that I have this great digital presence that I really have not much to do with, other than I get reports saying that she's posted. And so, you know, from compliance perspective, I'm covered, but I just don't have to manage any of it. So it's been well worth every penny.
So yeah, so do you just do an occasional quality check sort of a thing, just both, you know, making sure it's not an advertisement, but also that she's representing you, or how do you manage that part of the relationship?
Right. Well, the great thing is that she's, you know, everything she's doing, she's not creating original content. So, you know, I've read mm-hmm. through an article and I know it's okay. And I say, okay, put this one out. Or if I've created the blog, then obviously I know what I'm saying from a compliance standpoint, that's okay. If she's recycling something from my website, that's all been compliance approved at some point. So, I know that everything she's putting out there is okay from a compliance standpoint. And then again, I use Smarsh for my archiving, and they do a great job, and they send me reports all the time of any activity in all these places, so I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So if you were going to start over again, what would you tell yourself then that you know now?
Boy, I guess I would just say, you know, definitely do it. If anything, I wish I would have found her sooner. Again, I still wish that I was doing more creating original content on my own. And, you know, the other thing is really the advice that everyone gets is really think about what your long-term business goals. So one of the challenges that I'm going to have going forward is, you know, now that I'm not accepting every single client who's breathing, and I'm really starting to get a little bit more picky about who I'm taking on board, I'm having to think through my marketing a little bit more. And what specifically do I want to do to be attracting the clients I want? And how do I target now my content and the blogs and different things so that I'm really trying to attract that? And that's something I want to work on with her a little bit more going forward. And if I would have done that from the very beginning, you know, it probably would have helped. You could never do that too soon.
And so when you're thinking about the content that you're putting out there, is it about how you want to represent your brand, or is it about trying to attract the right audience, or what is sort of the orientation that you have for the content that you post? What's your goal?
Right. Well, I think, you know, now it's really thinking about what do I want to say? I think it's both of that. What do you want to say? And then how do you attract the type of clients that you want? And how are you going to make sure that they're noticing you? So, you know, one of the things she's really great at is knowing which demographics use Facebook, which demographics use LinkedIn, which demographics are on Twitter. So, for example, I actually am not doing Twitter because that's not really my demographic or who I want to target. So she's helping with some of that, and I think we'll refine some of that further. And then beyond that, it's okay, well, am I, you know, putting out content that is actually going to be interesting that people are going to read and want to pass on to others that are, you know, for my ideal clients?
So do you feel like you have the ability to really, like, build a relationship with the audience?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. And I, you know, again, I think that that's one of those areas where if I was creating more original content, I would be doing a better job of that. But I also think that some of that is overdone in our industry anymore. I feel like so many people are creating so much content and it's just information overload. So So, I'm not opposed to, if I see something really good, rather than me having to create another article talking about that article, just put the original article out there. That's, I guess, a personal value of mine. The Gen X in me is coming out. And I do think that just having some content and some good information is better than nothing. So, ideally I would be creating all this really captivating and wonderful original content, but I know myself well enough to know that I'm not going to get that done right now.
Yeah, the stuff that it does have to fit in with the rest of your business, and it does, have to, build, not detract. And, if you make the hurdles too big, then it can be insurmountable and
right.
really put you back to be a waste of energy. Have you felt like this has changed the way that you've been able to provide value, both to your current clients, to prospects, and to your business?
Yes, that's a good question. I guess, again, it's nothing that I can measure per se. I don't say that, okay, well, I've got X clients that came in specifically through her efforts, because, people will say, well, I found you on the internet. Okay, well, what does that mean? And I do think she plays a really big part in that. So I don't think there's a very specific way to measure her value, but I absolutely think she is one of the number one things that I'm doing that is providing value and attracting people to my firm.
So lots. Nice. Last question I have here is just, what role does this play in your overall marketing picture? Do you have a newsletter, you have this woman, how do these parts play together? Are there other parts?
Yeah, I do very little in other types of marketing. I don't do any advertising. I do very little networking or other types of outbound marketing. Most of my clients are finding me through the internet, through NAPA, through fee-only financial planning, and then the work that she's doing. I definitely have gotten clients through Facebook and some of these social media sites, so it's all playing together. But I think that the digital marketing, that's where I'm getting 90% of my clients. I do have a local presence, and I think that really matters, but it's almost exclusively through digital marketing.
So is this all organic stuff, or are you paying for advertising at all?
I don't pay for anything
okay.
other than her. I mean, and she's not paying for, mm-hmm. what is it, the Facebook promotions or any of that. As far as I know, she's not doing any of that.
Yeah, so goes to show you that it's all absolutely reasonable and possible.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you, Raquel. That's really, this has been a great session with you for the third episode of Digital Marketing for Financial Planners. Wanted to thank you and wish you well, and I hope that you continue to have a great relationship with this woman, and maybe we'll have you come back on the show later and give us an update about how it's going.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
You too.